on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
I know it's 7 o'clock on a Thursday evening. You're listening to Phoenix 98FM. I'm John Chubb. Welcome into the non-league hour. Fantastic track from mid-1980s, Change and Change of Heart. So, as we approach the end of the non-league football season, this is actually the penultimate non-league hour of the season tonight. There'll be one more next Thursday, and then we'll be taking a summer break, and all be well. The show will be back in late July, early August. So, at the moment, lots of promotion and relegation issues are being decided in non-league from steps one all the way to six. Some have been decided already. And first off tonight, we're going to take a look at the situation in the National League, where on Saturday our two local teams faced each other, Southend United and Dagenham and Redbridge, in front of 7,345 at Roots Hall. Southend kept up their playoff hopes with a 2-0 win over the Daggers, both goals coming after the break from Jack Bridge, and both of them from the penalty spot as well. Then on Tuesday night, both sides were in action in the northwest. The Daggers travelled to Altrincham and picked up a 2-2 draw thanks to goals from Niefe Young and George Saunders. Southend suffered a blow, losing 2-0 away at Oldham, but with just two games to go, they still have a mathematical chance of making the playoffs despite being 4 points adrift. They can still make it, but they will have to win both of their remaining games and hope that Bromley or Eastleigh, the sides just above them, slip up. The Daggers, meanwhile, in 10th, they're out of the playoff reckoning and they will be playing National League football once again next season. And it's a fascinating and a quite incredible tussle at the top of the table between Wrexham and Notts County. Wrexham in the driving seat at the moment with two games left. They're on 107 points. Notts County are on 103. It's going to be extremely tough on whichever one misses out. But Wrexham are obviously the favourites at the moment. Despite being held to a goalless draw at Barnet on Saturday afternoon, they returned to winning ways at Racecourse Ground on Tuesday night. They beat Yeovil Town 3-0 and they relegated Yeovil as a result. Meanwhile, Notts County beat fellow playoff hopefuls Woking, who are guaranteed a playoff spot now actually, but they beat Woking by 3-0. And Chesterfield, Woking and Barnet all guaranteed playoff spots now. And as I say, Southend could still sneak in there if Bromley or Eastleigh slip up. Bourne Wood, they've got three games to go and they've yet to secure a playoff spot despite being in sixth place. At the other end of the table, Maidstone, Scunthorpe and now Yeovil already relegated. Torquay United could be joining them on Saturday if they fail to win their match at Altrincham and other results don't go their way. Maidenhead, York and Aldershot could all still fall into the fourth relegation spots. Maidenhead, they face Barnet on Saturday. Incidentally, the top two, Wrexham, are playing Bourne Wood in a televised game at Racecourse Ground. Notts County travel to bottom of the table and already relegated Maidstone. And Southend United, they also have a trip to an already relegated side. They will be hopeful of all 3 points at Scunthorpe. Dagenham and Redbridge, they play their final home match of the season when they face FC Halifax Town at Victoria Road. Halifax a few places below them in 13th currently.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So next off, we're going to take a look at the National League South, and well done to Chelmsford City, who are now guaranteed a playoff spot, along with the two sides just above them, Dartford and Oxford City. They had a superb win on Saturday. They beat Hungerford Town 5-1 at Melbourne Park. On Tuesday night, I travelled to Cheshire, a rearranged fixture, and they won 2-1 in Hertfordshire thanks to goals from Simeon Jackson even and their skipper Dave Winfield. Meanwhile, Braintree Town, their playoff hopes are hanging by a thread at the moment after they lost 2-1 at Worthing, who've gone just above them in the league as a result. Concord Rangers, meanwhile, still bottom of the table, but they still have a chance of getting out of it. But they've got a grueling schedule. They're playing five. They've got five games remaining, and they've got to play those in the space of 10 days. They're in action tonight. Last Thursday, they took on Hungerford, also in danger of relegation at the Aspects Arena, and they won that match by a goal to nil. Not such a good day for them on Saturday. They travelled to Bath City and were soundly beaten by 4-0. But they picked up another valuable win back at the Aspects Arena on Tuesday night when they saw Dover Athletic and beat them by 2-0. They've got a really tough task tonight in another home match as they face second-placed Dartford at home. And that one kicks off tonight at 7:45. So looking at this Saturday's fixtures, Chelmsford, they have a trip to Hemel Hempstead Town, and City, they will want to finish in the top three, of course, because if they manage to finish second or third, they will go straight into the playoff semi-finals rather than having to go through the quarter-final stage. Braintree face Eastbourne Borough, one place below them at Cressing Road, a massive game for them. Concord have another home match. They host Hampton and Richmond Borough at the Aspects Arena. So Ebbsfleet remain top, having already clinched the title. They're now 100 points, 21 clear of Dartford, who are second on 79. Oxford City in third on 77 points. Chelmsford just behind them, also on 77. But Oxford City have better goal difference. As it stands, though, it's going to be quite intriguing to see who else makes the playoffs, because it is very, very tight. Any three clubs out of St Albans in fifth, going right down to Bath City, who are currently in 12th place, could still make the playoffs. Some of those sides have still got three games to play. So it could be any three from St Albans, Worthing, Braintree, Eastbourne, Havenham, Waterlooville, Farnborough, Tunbridge or Bath. Meanwhile, the other end, as I say, Concord's still bottom of the table, but they have got those five games left, including tonight. And Weymouth, Cheshire and Hungerford could all be relegated this Saturday, depending on their results and others. But the three sides just above the drop zone, Dulwich, Dover and Welling United, are all still in danger themselves, and they could all still go down. We're going to have a look at the Isthmian Premier League shortly after another musical break. Comes on from Black Honey, which is called OK.
I just want you.
I'm John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. Before we move on to the Isthmian Premier League, I should just mention the other midweek fixtures that Concord have next week. On Tuesday, the 25th, they're away to Dulwich. Hamlet could be a crucial one, with Dulwich battling to drop themselves. And then on Thursday of next week, Concord have yet another home fixture when they face Havant and Waterlooville. So, on to the Isthmian Premier, and one of our featured matches on Phoenix Sport on Saturday was Billericay Town's final home match of the season. They faced Margate at New Lodge. Pat Moore was down there for us. Unfortunately, I've missed ladies' reports, so I won't be able to replay it. But just to summarise, Billericay enjoyed a very good 3-0 win, thanks to goals from Bradley Stevenson, Alfie Chiruli and Toby Stevenson, and that left Billericay in 10th place in the table. Meanwhile, Aveley lost 1-0 at home to Horsham. Canberra Island, they picked up a 3-1 win at Folkestone Invicta, thanks to goals from Luca Albon, Evans Grassi and Bradley Satch. And Hornchurch, they beat Bowers and Pitsy by 2-0. Liam Nash scoring either side of half-time, and sadly, that meant that Bowers and Pitsy were relegated. They were left in a position where they had to win both of their last two matches and hope that Kingstonian lost both of theirs. Kingstonian did lose. They went down 2-0 at Cray Wanderers, but as Bowers lost as well. They are down after 4 years in the Isthmian Premier League, and they will be playing in the Isthmian North next season. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, Billericay travelled to Hastings United and picked up a 2-2 draw. Toby Stevenson and George Wind were the scorers for Billericay. And it was Canberra Island versus Aveley at Park Lane, and it finished 2-2. Aveley were winning 2-0 until the very last moment. Kenny Aliru scored both of the Millers' goals before Evans Kouassi and Conor Hubble replied for the goals late on. But that point meant that Canvey, along with Hornchurch, Aveley, along with Hornchurch and Canvey, are now assured of a spot in the playoffs. Bishop Stortford won the league without kicking a ball on Tuesday night. Canvey were the only side who could have still caught them for the league title, but they had to win, and because they drew to Wall, that wasn't enough for them, and they'll have to make do with the playoffs. But Bishop Stortford are the champions, and they will be playing their football in the National League South next season. So, Hornchurch, Canvey and Aveley will be joined by either Cray Wanderers or Lewis, who are currently in 5th and 6th in the playoffs. They will be tussling it out for the final spot. And Canvey could have a say in that, actually, because they face Lewis in their final league game at the Aspect Arena on Saturday. Aveley travel to Enfield Town, who, despite being in the top 5 for much of the season, they are now going to miss out on a playoff spot. Hornchurch play their final league match away to Kingstonian, who, as I say, are now safe from relegation. Billericay Town have an away trip to Corinthian Casuals, already relegated, and Bowers and Pitsy bid goodbye to the Isthmian Premier League. James Collins' side have their final home match on Saturday when they face Hastings United at the Len Salmon Stadium. All of those games kick off at 3 p.m. So let's have a look at Isthmian North, shall we? And congratulations to Hashtag United. They sealed the league title on Saturday after a quite amazing season, which at one point saw them win 21 league games in a row. They only lost four all season, drew one, and they have won the other 32. They scored six without reply against relegation threatened Great Wakering Rovers on Saturday in front of 857 at the Lynn Salmon Stadium. I think that might be a record for that ground, actually. Six different players helped themselves to goals. Alex Teniola, Pedro Carvalho, Greg Halford from the penalty spot. Alex Teniola scored a second, actually, so five different players. Jermaine Francis, and then 3 minutes from time, Max Cornhill made it six. So in the playoff spots, Lowestoft Town are now assured of a playoff place. They will be joined by any two from Felixstowe, Heybridge Swifts and Grays Athletic. On Saturday, Grays enjoyed an impressive 4-1 win away to Bury Town. A brace from Callum Watts, as well as goals from Roddy Wynn and Tom Stagg, gave the Blues all 3 points. Haybridge actually faced Lowestoft on Saturday. It was quite an incredible match at Scraley Road, and it finished 4-4. Matt Price scored two of Swift's goals. Sam Park and Rob Harvey from the penalty spot were the scorers of the other two goals. Meanwhile, Maldon Tiptree suffered a defeat on the road. They lost 1-0 away at Goulston. And Tilbury had a miserable afternoon up in Norfolk, losing 5-0 at Wroxham, and they are still in big trouble themselves in the relegation playoff spots currently. Monday night saw Eastoke United travel to Felixstowe and pick up a 1-1 draw. They were losing 1-0 until a minute from time when Jesse Olokolu replied for the Fox to gain them a point. And on Tuesday night, Holbridge Sports faced Goulston, and they ended up losing 3-2 despite goals from Adam Topley and a penalty in the 58th minute from Martin Tuohy. Brentwood Town travelled to Lowestoft Town and picked up a 3-3 draw. Ross Wall, Jack Adlington and Brian Ifeanyi were the Blues goal scorers. And Maldon Tiptree picked up a 1-0 win at Wroxham in their final away game. Michael Sulaco, the scorer, the only goal of the match after 67 minutes. And last night, Wednesday, East Surrey took on Basildon United, and it was the Bees, Basildon, who picked up a 1-0 win. Shane Temple, the scorer, of the only goal at Rookery Hill after 76 minutes. And Whittam Town faced Felixstowe and Walton United, who were in action again. Whittam lost 2-0, but Whittam are now safe, and they will be playing Isbien North football again next season. And two of the struggling sides are in action tonight. Holbridge Sports play Coggeshall Town, but Holbridge are effectively already relegated because they're bottom of the table going into the last two games, and there's 6 points adrift. They would have to win both of their last two games to stand any chance of staying up, and Coggeshall decide 6 points above them have got a vastly superior goal difference. Great Wakering Rovers, with one game left, can still avoid relegation. They're the side in 19th, but they've got a tough task at home to second-placed AFC Sudbury on Saturday. Meanwhile, Coggeshall Town in the relegation playoff spots face New Salamis. Tilbury, the other side in the bottom four, they are at home to Goulston in their final league game at Chadfields. Champions hashtag United have a trip just out the road to Basildon United on Saturday. Brentwood Town round off their season with a home match against Wroxham at the Brentwood Centre Arena. And Heybridge Swifts, massive game for them. They are at Felixstowe and Walton United as they make a last-ditch attempt to secure a playoff spot for themselves. They hope possibly at the home side's expense. Grays Athletic on the other side vying for a playoff spot. They're all on 69 points, those three, and they'll face their chances against bottom side Holbridge Sports at Parkside. Great Wakering Rovers As I say, tough task for them against AFC Sudbury in their final game. Eastover United travelled the lowest off to round off their season. Maldon Tiptree face Witham Town. And Tilbury, the other side, still in trouble. They have a home fixture against Goulston. So looking at the table going into the final Saturday of the season, hashtag now confirmed as champions, 6 points clear at the top of the table. AFC Sudbury, lowest off Town, second and third, guaranteed playoff spots, and it will be two of the next three, Felixstowe, Heybridge and Grays, who will be fighting it off. Out for the other two playoff spots. Holbridge, as I say, effectively relegated now, you would think. 6 points adrift, or 5 points adrift at the bottom of the table, 6 points from possible safety. Great Wakery Rovers just above them, and Coggeshall Town and Tilbury in the relegation playoff spots. Another musical break now. We're going to go back to the 70s with the Eagles. One of These Nights.
One of these nights, Having a Ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a Ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
So let's take a quick look at the Southern League Division 1 Central, shall we? Not a good week for Walthamstow, although they're already assured of a playoff spot. They travelled to Cirencester Town on Saturday and they were on the wrong end of a 6-1 defeat. They were back in action this time at home on Tuesday night when they faced second place Biggles Wade at home, and they lost that one by a goal to nil. Meanwhile, Waltham Abbey had a win in their final home match of the season. They beat AFC Dunstable by 2-1, thanks to goals either side of half-time from Benjamin Baker. So, looking ahead to the final Saturday of the season, and Walthamstow, they round off their season with a home fixture against Berkhamsted, already confirmed as champions. Waltham Abbey, meanwhile, they have a final away game at Didcot Town, who are currently in third place. Waltham Abbey are in 11th, so they will be in the Southern Division 1 Central again next season. Biggles Wade in second place behind Berkhamsted, already guaranteed a playoff spot, as are Didcot Town, Walthamstow and Ware, who are third, fourth and fifth. But with Didcot and Walthamstow both on 63 points and Ware on 62, it just is left to determine which order they will finish in. And Waltham Abbey could have saying that as they travel to Didcot Town. Ware's final fixture is away at Aylesbury United.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I step off the train. I'm walking down your street again and past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there. Now you disappeared somewhere. I got a space. You found some better place, and I miss you.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So just now we heard Jessie Ware and her current song Begin Again, and then 90s classic remix by Todd Terry. That was Everything by The Girl, of course, and Missing. You're listening to the Non-League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb with the time at 18 minutes to 8. It's time to turn our attention to the Essex Senior League, where there were three fixtures last Thursday night. It finished Shoreditchworth Town 0, Redbridge 3, Stanway Rovers 1, West Essex 0, and Takeley 2, Clapton 1. And Saturday saw Enfield, the league leaders, looking to clinch the title as they travelled to Ilford. And that was one of our featured matches on Phoenix Sport. Watching that one for us at Cricklefield Stadium was Andy Gardner.
It's finished here at Cricklefields. Ilford 0, Enfield 2, and Enfield stay 5 points clear at the top of the Essex Senior League with just 3 games to play. So a vital win for them here on the road. Complete domination. Most of the action was in the first half, where Enfield forced 5 corners in the first 10 minutes, 11 in the first half alone. The second half was much closer and a bit of a dour, scrappy affair. But let's go back to the start and the first of the Enfield corners, which Jack Johnson, the centre-back, met but put a header over the bar. The fifth corner was met again by Johnson, and this time the ball flew into the net. That was the opening goal for Enfield after 27 minutes. In between, Tom Richardson, the veteran former Brentwood striker, had a goal disallowed. And then we had a Luke Johnson shot, well saved by Ilford keeper Tim Pittman. Tom Richardson got his goal after 38 minutes. It was another corner. The ball judged to have crossed the line by the linesman, and that was 2-0. Ilford's only chance of the half came from Josh Boxall with a shot that was well saved by Jarvis Monk. Jack Johnson again, the centre-back, he could have had a hat-trick in the first half. He had another header from yet another corner in first half stoppage time, deflected over for a corner. The second half, as I say, was a scrappy, dour affair. Referee having to try to keep a lid on things with some challenges flying in. Lots of stoppages, substitutions and yellow cards. It should have been 3 after 73 minutes when a cross to the back post found Sol Afori, but he blazed the ball over the bar. Ilford competed much better in the second half, but they only really produced one effort of note, and it was Josh Boxall again with a free kick that was well saved. But Enfield would be happy with the clean sheet and 3 more points.
So on Tuesday night, Ilford on Saturday edged them closer to the title, Enfield that is. But on Tuesday night, they clinched the title, and in some style, at the expense of poor old Southend Manor at South Church Park, Enfield scored 8 goals without reply. Southend Manor already relegated, of course. So Enfield, congratulations to them. Confirmed as champions, they will be going up to Step 4 next season. Not sure which league they will be placed in. Could be the ESPN North. It might be the Southern League Division 1 Central. But that decision will be made after the end of the season, once all the promotion and relegation issues have been settled. Also on Saturday, there was a 1-0 win for Housedy Town against Buckhurst Hill. Redbridge in second place kept up their promotion challenge, beating Takeley 3-2. Finished Romford 2, Stansted 3. Stanway Rovers and Little Oakley falls out a goalless draw. Athletic Newham picked up a 1-0 win away to West Essex, and there was a 2-1 win for White Ensign at Burroughs Park over Clapton. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, as well as Southend Manor versus Enfield, Clapton took on Stansted, and Stansted scored 4 without reply. Takeley beat Ilford 3-0. And last night there were 3 matches. Athletic Newham 1, Woodford Town 2. Romford 8, Salbridgeworth Town 3. And West Essex 5, Clacton, FC Clacton, that is, 0. So Enfield confirmed as champions, currently 8 points clear. Redbridge and Woodford Town, the two sides vying for second place and entry into a playoff versus Step 4 side. Now, Redbridge, they have 81 points. Woodford are 6 points behind them on 75. But if Redbridge were to lose their last 2 games, Woodford could still finish second if they win both of theirs and make up the goal difference. Redbridge have currently plus 34. Plus 44 even, and Woodford Town's goal difference is currently plus 39. At the other end of the table, Southend Manor, it's been a miserable season for them, already relegated, and Clapton, they are just above them. So Saturday's games see Barking take on Woodford Town. Oh, Oswestry goes tonight as well. I nearly forgot. Athletic Union versus Whitehead. So Clapton versus Sakeley. Champions Ilford versus second place Redbridge. So big game there. Saturday sees Barking take on Woodford Town. Buckhurst Hill play West Essex. Clapton face Salisbury Town. Enfield play White Ensign. Housted Town, home to Romford. Ilford entertain Stanway Rovers. Saffron Walden Town play Athletic Newham. Redbridge travel to Southend Manor, so they'll be reasonably confident of all 3 points there, you think. Stansted face Little Oakley and take on FC Clacton. And FC Clacton, they're in action again on Monday as they entertain Saffron Walden Town. There's some midweek fixtures to round things off. On Monday, Athletic Newham versus Romford, Salisbury Town versus Barking, and finally Southend Manor versus Woodford Town.
Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's there, they're playing cards and you were into men's cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in our dreamy days by the water's edge on a cool summer night. Fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were gone from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there with playing cards and we went to the cigars, but she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Searching through the darkness over the moon and strand, electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights shimmering over the sea tonight, and it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were born on Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there with playing cards, we were into the cigars, but you never told me your name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sleep in the chair by the window, it felt as if you'd returned. I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know when you knew that. Always there for playing cards and winter and cigars, but you never told me your name. Remember the time when you were from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's there, they play cards and you went to the cigars. And I'll still dream of you. I still love you, girl from Mars.
That's Ash and Girl from Mars. The action's underway in the National League South at the Aspects Arena. Just 3 minutes in the match between Congal Rangers and Dartford, and it's currently 0-0.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So there is just one more league which we need to turn our attention to before the non-league hour is out. And I speak of the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, where it's going to be an intriguing end to the season with three teams who could all still be league champions. More of that in just a moment. But looking back at the matches that have taken place in the last week, there were two games last Thursday night. Wormley Rovers scored 6 away to bottom side Coggeshall United without reply, and North West London were beaten 3-1 at home by Park View. Friday night saw a match between May and Baker and Barkingside, which Barkingside won by 2-0. Saturday saw Benfleet beat Harrow Hamlets 3-1. Burnham Ramblers beat Hackney Wick 3-0. It finished Coggeshall United 2, St Margaret's Bury 3. Fremford, still leaders at the moment, drew 2-2 with Basildon Town. Northwest London 3, Cannonswood 6. Quite a game there. Parkview 1, Sporting Beggar United 3. Wormley Rovers slipped up at home to Stanway Pegasus, who won 2-1. Then on Monday, there was a 1-1 draw between Basildon Town and Sporting Beggar United. It finished Burnham Ramblers 1, Benfleet 2. A rare win for Coggeshall United, who it was only their fourth of the season at the bottom club, but they managed to beat Barkingside 2-1. And Newbury Forest and Enfield Borough, meanwhile, fought out a goalless draw. The other game on Monday saw Tower Hamlets beat Park View by 2-1. Tuesday night, if finished North West London 1, May and Baker 2. There was a handful of games last night. Barkingside beat Enfield Borough 3-1. Basildon Town beat Wormley Rovers 2-0 in a very big game there. Benfleet lost 1-0 at home to Wivenhoe Town. And finally, Newbury Forest were beaten 3-1 at home by St Margaret's Bury. So, going into the last games, Fremford currently top of the table with 2 games still to play. They're only 1 point clear, though, of second place Basildon Town, who also have 2 fixtures left. And Wormley Rovers, with just 1 game left, are on 73. So any of those 3 could still be the champions. It's been a remarkable first season for Basildon Town at senior level. They've done extremely well, but Fremford and Wormley have had really good seasons too. And but any of the top 6 clubs in the league can still make the playoffs. Stanway Pegasus have completed their fixtures now. They're in 5th place on 66. Sporting Bengal, 4th with 1 game left, they're on 70 points. And Benfleet in 6th with 1 game remaining, they're on 64. But Benfleet have to beat Fremford in their last game, which is tonight, to stand any chance. So let's take a look at the remaining fixtures, shall we? Basildon Town playing May and Baker tonight, as well as Benfleet facing Fremford. Cannonswood are taking on Enfield Borough. May and Baker are in action tomorrow night against Wormley Rovers. And Basildon Town take on Coggeshall United on Saturday. Burnham Ramblers take on Parkview. Enfield Borough face St Margaret's Bury. It's Hackney Wick versus Fremford. Newbury Forest versus Tower Hamlets. Wivenhoe Town versus Sporting Beggar United. The last league game takes place on Tuesday night with Wivenhoe Town facing Enfield Borough. There will then be playoff semi-finals, which I think are taking place on Wednesday, and the playoff final will take place on Saturday week. That is it from me. I shall be back on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoon, 3 till 6 p.m. Phoenix Sport, where you can keep tabs on all of the non-league action. I will have updates as they come in on all of our local non-league games. Best of luck to everybody concerned, and all of the other sport going on as well as some great music. And back next Thursday, 7 till 8 p.m. with the final non-league hour of the 22-23 season. No Nicky Treffers tonight, so Xanthi Behrmann is in this evening with 2 hours of female lead tracks on Here Come the Girls. I'm going to sign off with Stevie Wonder. I Wish. Thanks for listening. Take care, and a very good night to you.